We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. For all his failures as a candidate, it's not terribly difficult for me to imagine Mitt Romney as a good president. That thought was brought to mind by an op-ed penned by Romney that ran in Tuesday's Wall Street Journal. On the domestic front, there's very little about which Obama supporters can cheer. Obamacare is an unqualified, unmitigated, and historically unequaled domestic policy disaster. Not one of its key promises is being kept. The average family is not saving $2,500 per year, and liking your health care plan is almost certain to mean that you won't be keeping your health care plan. The Affordable Care Act, as the law is mockingly named, is so bad that even most Democrats no longer defend it. Obamacare is but the icing on a particularly noxious domestic policy cake. That cake includes, among its ingredients, a towering debt, persistent deficits, historically low labor force participation, and skyrocketing welfare dependency. During the recession that marked the beginning of President Obama's first term, a recession he inherited, to be fair, average household income fell by 1.8%. Since the official end of that recession, average household income has fallen by 4.4%, nearly 2.5 times more than it did prior to the recovery. Since Obama's inauguration in 2009, American colleges have cranked out somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 million graduates, the majority of whom voted for Obama. More than half of these young men and women still don't have jobs, commensurate with the time and money spent getting a four-year degree. With that poor domestic picture as backdrop, 5 years of Obama administration foreign policy chickens are now coming home to roost. Russia's Vladimir Putin is all but snickering in the president's face as he brazenly annexes Crimea. Obama's red line in Syria turned pink before vanishing altogether in the wake of Bashar Assad's use of chemical weapons. The nuclearization of Iran is on the fast track toward fait accompli. The Egyptian Arab Spring has devolved into an Islamist winter. I can easily imagine all of these areas of concern being in much better state under a President Romney, thus my interest in his Wall Street Journal op-ed. The running theme of that piece is that President Obama has consistently missed opportunities to make a critical difference when such opportunities were at hand. Having missed them, the U.S. finds itself now with no good options. In the piece, Romney quoted Shakespeare, saying that there is, quote, a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. End quote. Would that Romney had remembered that quote on the evening of October 23rd, 2012. The occasion was the final presidential debate, and the topic was foreign policy. Romney, having won the first debate handily and played the second debate to a draw, his supporters were certain that he would drill President Obama on the administration's rapidly unraveling story concerning the fatal attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission at Benghazi. But it was Romney who failed to take that tide at its flood, leaving us to imagine the successful Romney presidency that might have been while experiencing the failed Obama presidency that unfortunately is. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Yesterday afternoon, I was at the new tasting room at the Keepersall Winery when a group of three couples from Nebraska arrived. Every year, it seems, they go on a journey together, and one of the things they do is find local wineries. So they show up at Keepersall, and one of the first comments I heard was, well, I sure didn't expect this. This, of course, is the beautiful new tasting room overlooking the rolling acres of now rapidly greening vineyard. So we all shared a tasting flight of Keepersall's three blended reds, Smooth Bridge, and the winery's signature Vintner Select Keepersall Barrel 33. The meat and cheese trays soon came out, and as I was leaving, everyone was discussing making an evening of it by having dinner at the five-star Keepersall Estates restaurant. These nice folks had to come all the way from Nebraska to do what you can do on any given weekend, say, for example, this one. The Keepersall Winery is on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. Go south on Broadway to FM 344. Left under the bridge, a bit more than a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.